The motherfucking biscuit, you pussies! On this day in 1972, they retired Mr. Hockey's number 9. Not at Joe Louis, because that place wasn't built until 79. Also on this day in 1980, Mr. Hockey and his two sons shared a line together against Detroit. And I'm going to share a podcast with my little brother, Big Ran. How you doing, Big Ran?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. You know what else was pretty good? Ice Guardians, the movie. I watched it twice this week. I pre-ordered it. It came out. Hockey fan, sports fan, fan of humans, fan of life, fan of shit that rules. Make sure you go watch this film. You can get it on iTunes store. I think you can get it on Amazon now. It's called Ice Guardians, Brett Harvey. Most important film ever made. Did you watch it, Big Ran?
No, I haven't watched it yet, but I plan on getting it.
Excuse me, sir.
Huh?
Excuse me, sir. You make a lot of money, right?
No.
You do pretty okay, though.
I'm alright.
Yeah, you make $10 more an hour than I do, and I bought the fucking movie. Chill out the fucking $15. You guys got iPads, iPhones, iTablets, iWalls. Get it, watch it. It's worth... They even talk about your boy Sydney. They mention...
Well, you know, it's a hockey movie.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Any fucking movie about hockey will mention him.
Mighty Ducks?
He was in it.
I wouldn't be surprised if his little faggot ass was skating, like one of the fucking skaters for the Hawks or whatever. But no, they mentioned, I don't want to give the whole movie away, but I will talk about this part. When Wayne was in Edmonton, he had McSurley with him, and McSurley made sure that nobody fucked with Wayne. If you touched Wayne, if you looked at Wayne wrong, you caught an ass beating. And that gave Wayne the freedom to just play hockey. And then when Wayne went to LA, he said, yeah, I'd love to go play with LA, but guess who's coming with me? He brought his fucking enforcer with him.
Yeah, that's being awesome.
And that's one thing that Mr. Crosby has never had. And people just free fucking unload on Sidney with no repercussions, because there's no hard ass to be like, hey, you just hit our fucking all-star player, I'm going to have to knock your teeth out.
No, they haven't had someone like that that I can remember. They've had some pretty tough dudes. I mean, Brooks Orpik's a fucking cocksucker, but he's not like that. He's just more dirty than he was to stand up for people.
Yeah, I don't even think he would have. I don't even think he cared if Sidney got hit.
No, that's my point. He was.
I cannot figure out that player. Motherfucking garage band.
Well, why don't you Google it?
Why don't I Google it? Shit. I'm gonna pause it 1 second. Sydney not having an enforcer?
Yeah, and then the Ice Guardians.
They had that fucking... Did he ever play with that long-haired... He's a... Kind of a darker-skinned fucking piece of shit. Played for the Penguins. I know he played when Mario played. Didn't he play one season with Mario, Sidney?
He played like 9 games with him. Mario started that season and retired like in December.
Shit.
Said he was done.
Well, that kind of fucking leads into something I had here. I had some key players that have retired this year. I don't know if you looked at the list, but like the last week, Alex Tanguy played from 99 to 2016. Martin Havlat from 98 to 2016.
Yeah, I've seen Martin retired from...
he played for the Devils?
Played for about 14 years.
It's a long fucking time to play professional hockey. I didn't realize Scott Gomez officially retired this year. I thought he retired in like 92. And have you heard that fucking guy on NHL Network? He can barely talk. I don't know how he has a job publicly speaking.
I don't know how a lot of those guys on NHL get the jobs they get, or ESPN, or any of the sports places for that matter.
Dude, the one fucking nerd on there is like always giggling and like clearly has never, probably never even played fucking roller hockey. Probably only time he's been on fucking roller skates was the like butt fuck Mr. fucking Kirkpatrick after a fucking roller skating dance or something. Jarrett Stoll retired. Brad Richards from the Red Wings retired. Dan Boyle retired. Obviously, Pavel Datsyuk retired. And fucking John Scott.
Yeah, the list this year, at the end of this year, could be even more. I know Colin from the Penguins is thinking about it.
Should. Absolutely, he should.
There's a couple other guys, I'm sure. Not just him, I mean.
If you're Henry Lundqvist, you got to think about hanging it up soon. What do you got to prove? You're not going to win the cup.
No.
You're not.
Not unless it leaves.
Right, and then what's the point of that? Just to go cup chasing? I always think that's kind of fucking lame. But I guess that's why you play the game, is to fucking win the cup.
Yeah.
So I guess I can't really blame it too much. I'm still surprised that Fleury didn't get traded away. So that makes them real dangerous here in a couple weeks.
I think they knew they needed to keep him, or they didn't have a chance of repeating.
Well, good on him to not be a bitch.
I think they thought if they lost him this year, they were for sure saying, we're not going as deep as we thought we were this year in the playoffs.
Well, good on him to not be a bitch, too, and be like, I want to be the starter. Fuck this kid. And, like, you know.
I think he just wants to win. He's already got two of them. He would love to have three, I'm sure.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Let's get four.
And repeating in the NHL.
Hardest sport to do it?
Hardest sport to repeat.
Hardest sport to do it, I think.
I mean, what? How many people have even done it?
Fuck, that's
all
something.
All the really, really fucking good teams. Like,
well, everything before.
With Jammer and, when they had Jammer and Mario, they went back to back. I mean, the only teams that do it have absolute Hall of Famers.
Everything before the expansion doesn't count either. When there's six teams, they all went back to back.
Yeah, I'm not even counting all that shit.
So what? The expansion was 50 years ago, right? When Philly and Pittsburgh joined?
Yeah.
So, in the last 50 years, how many people have gone back to back? I mean, like you said, the Penguins and the Blackhawks, the Red Wings. I mean, that's, yeah, holy fuck, those are some teams.
Didn't the Devils do it there in the 80s?
No, I don't think so. Not back to back. They won one with Brodeur in the 90s.
Oh, I meant the Islanders. My fault.
Yeah, Islanders. I think they won three in a row, didn't they? In 4 out of 5 years or something crazy like that?
Yeah, that's what I meant. I didn't mean the Devils.
And did Gretzky win two in a row up there in Edmonton?
Oh, I'm sure they won like fucking five.
When Messier and, yeah. Well, even Messier was kind of a fucking enforcer. I wouldn't want to fuck with that dude. They call him. It's a fucking moose.
Yeah, and then Messier left and got another one.
Well, fuck him. Fuck the Rangers.
He left and got the Rangers to.
Broke the curse.
Yeah, and they were like, I watched this documentary on that team.
I saw one on.
It was like the craziest shit ever.
I think I watched one on that, the 94 Rangers. I think it was
they
on.
They shouldn't have been there.
On NHL Network. The team was good.
That's the one I watched.
Yeah, that's a good. I forget what it was called. Like fucking New York, who gives a shit?
shitty.
So I was watching. I saw Pavel Datsyuk last night at the KHL get a 20-minute fucking penalty for head charging this guy, and I was thinking, man. He must have been having a fucking bad day because he barely hit anybody. So then the head charge, and he fucking laid this dude clean out. Either that or like some Russian mob shit. But then. What?
And he's only playing because he wanted to go home, right? Like.
His daughter lives there.
Like, he wanted to be home. He couldn't play in the NHL anymore. That's what his fucking excuse was.
Well, you could tell last season he didn't want to be there. He wasn't doing anybody favors by being there either.
Because as soon as he started playing again, I was like, well, obviously he didn't give a fuck about the NHL at all. Or Detroit.
No, well, I mean, what else does he have to prove, too? He's two-time Stanley Cup champion. You know, he's fucking weird. He looks like a fucking E.T.'s penis. But that made me think, because Shattenkirk got a minor penalty for charging last night and then got two-game suspension today.
Yeah, well-deserved, too.
Oh, yeah, he didn't connect, but you can't go leaping at somebody's head like that. You
can't jump.
No. What are you doing? That's like pure frustration play. And I don't know if that's because, like...
He could have leveled him. And it could have been legal as fuck.
Could have ended his career.
Yeah, but he could have done it legally.
Oh, yeah, and just fucking crushed him.
And just leveled him. I don't know why he did it the way he did it. He could have hit him low. It would have been a legal hit. They wouldn't have done anything. Everyone would have...
Badass
hit.
I think it's frustration out of Washington. They've dropped 5 out of the last 10. Ovechkin hasn't scored in 9 games. You made these moves to become the better team, and then you're 1 point ahead of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And being first place in the Metro means you don't have to play Columbus. And I wouldn't say whatever, anybody can say whatever they want about Columbus, I wouldn't want to play them in the playoffs this year.
I don't care, because we play Columbus sometime in April. I don't know, 15th maybe? I have no idea. It's sometime in April. One last time. And if they beat us again, that means we went 0-4 this year against the Columbus Blue Jackets.
You guys won the second game, didn't you?
No.
Because we beat the ever-living dog shit out of you the first game.
1-7.
Did they beat you the second? We beat you the second game?
Yeah, like 2-3, I think. Okay. I think. In overtime.
And then the last game we watched was in overtime. That was 2-1?
I think. But I don't think they've beat them this year. I'm pretty sure of it.
I thought they won the second game, Pittsburgh did.
So, I'm not 100%. This is my theory. You go 0-4 against the Blue Jackets, see them in the playoffs.
Yeah, you get swept, exactly. Exactly right.
No.
You end up getting swept, and you're the laughing stock.
I'm thinking Penguins walk in there and say, they have a whole different ballgame. I kind of like it.
This is what I thought when the Capitals got Shattenkirk. I went, well, Pittsburgh is going to lose to Columbus. Columbus loses to Washington. Washington makes it to the Cup and loses to the Sharks.
Sharks don't make it out of the first round.
Well, we'll get to that here in a minute. That's fucking absolute nonsense.
I'll tell you why, too.
I don't even know. But we'll get to that here real quick. I just want to talk to... Have you seen these Minnesota high school kids and their hair?
Yeah, I've been laughing pretty hard this week.
The first fucking kid, I thought it was just, like, some nerd playing hockey. And then, like, they kept rolling out. And I was like, these fucking assholes did all this on purpose.
I thought someone retweeted, like, something off of a really bad movie that, like, no one's seen that just happened to be about hockey. Like, a B-list movie.
Like some trauma fucking hockey movie?
Yeah, like something that's just, like, me and you fucking made or something.
The first kid literally has poodle hair.
Yeah, it's insane. Is that the one that had the blonde hair?
No, it's the same cut as the blonde hair, but his name was like Tanner Goosted or some shit. And I was like, well, that's a fake fucking name. This is a fake pitcher. And then like that team with the white jerseys, they all had bleach blonde hair. The one dude had like gigolo braids in his hair. Not gigolo, I mean juggalo.
The one guy looked like he's straight from 1973.
Yeah.
Even his face, like, I thought it just looked like an old photo.
The one dude skated up and just shook his hair for, like, 35 seconds.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Those dudes are being ridiculous about it, and they know it's awesome.
Now, do you think it's just because they're from Minnesota and they're really fucking weird, or do you think they were like, hey, let's fucking grow our hair out and be super weird for TV, because it's the only time that people are going to pay attention to us is during playoff time Minnesota hockey?
I have no idea. I mean, a little bit of both, I think, that and... For some reason, the
one kid's hair was a serious haircut.
Hair and hockey goes well together.
The one kid, that was his serious hair. That Tanner kid, that was what he likes to look like. I could see it in his fucking face.
They did look pretty ridiculous.
Shit, they got, like, Bucci Gras talking about him. Fucking Barstool was tweeting about him. I mean...
Yeah.
It, that works out for you. And, I mean, a lot of those kids, I imagine, will go play college hockey. If you're in the state finals for hockey in Minnesota, you're probably pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams, too. Like, you can go to St. Cloud, Minnesota, Duluth, and University of Minnesota. I mean, there's, like, five really good schools.
Have North Dakota right there. You have Minnesota University.
Yeah.
I think with Notre Dame not being able to play in the playoffs in football this year, I'm going to be a Gopher fan.
Notre Dame swept the Friars this weekend.
I saw they're going to the semifinals, aren't they?
Yeah, in the Hockey East.
Yeah.
They swept them, and the Friars are really good. They're like seventh in the country.
Now, how does the Frozen Four work like March Madness? Like, you win your thing, you get a bid into the Frozen Four?
Yeah, they're going into the Frozen. They're like 11th in the country regardless, so... They're going regardless of winning the tournament. But yeah, you can be horrible and win the tournament and go just like basketball.
Okay, that's what I thought. But there's not nearly as many fucking conferences in college hockey as there are in college basketball. There's like 43 in college basketball.
Oh yeah, then like this weekend alone there was like three teams that made it for the first time ever. So this year college basketball is probably going to be crazy. Starts Thursday, I think.
I saw, like, that Florida Gulf Coast playing, like, a team that was just called, like, North. And it was Florida North or some shit like that. And it was just, like, the blackest humans alive just playing basketball.
There's, like, a UC Davis made it for, like, the first time ever.
Nah, see, get that shit out of my life.
There's going to be some random-ass shit this
year. Get that fucking shit out of my life. I don't give a fuck if... Michael Jordan went to UC Davis. I don't want to see their fucking East Bay jerseys.
The New Orleans, like College of New Orleans, made it for the first time ever too.
That's dog shit. That's
good for the schools, but I mean, unless you pull a Florida Gulf Coast and somehow make it to the Sweet 16, no one's gonna give a fuck that you made it.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy when they did that shit. Did any of them ever do anything besides, like, go work at Chick-fil-A?
I don't know. There was a couple of those kids I thought were going to end up being good, but...
Weren't they... What'd they call them? Dunk University or some shit?
Something like that. Something gay. Flight or Blob City. I don't know.
Something gay. Hey, enough with fucking gay-ass basketball. I'm going to put money on the tournament, but that's... college basketball sucks. Way too many white people.
Yeah, the only good time of the year is right now.
Right, exactly. Yeah, now I get to watch UC Davis play Duke. Great. So I got the breakdown. If the playoffs started today, you want the West or the East first, and we'll go game by game and pick who we think is going to win.
Go with the West last, because I want to talk about the Sharks and...
Okay, so...
Why they're not making it out of the first round.
So Ottawa won last night. That puts them in first place in the Atlantic. If the playoffs started today... Right now, this second, 8:15, Sunday night, March 12th, they would play the New York Rangers.
Yes.
I am so surprised that Ottawa is even good that at this point, I don't think I can bet against them. And they need to make an award for Craig Anderson, because any man that would support his wife like that, And that's a hell of an organization, too, to be like, yeah, take the time you need. Your job's here when you get back. You know, they could have easily been like, fuck you, you have to play. You're under contract, motherfucker. Fuck your cancer-ridden wife. But they didn't. So I'm going to take Ottawa in five games.
Well, you know that I've been a Craig Anderson fan since he's been around.
Basically day one.
I've always loved him, always said he was underrated, he's the man. Well, not underrated anymore, but he was.
Well, he was perfectly rated there for a while, then I honestly thought he stopped playing.
Like, last couple years.
You just didn't hear about him, and then, like, he just came roaring back.
He's always been good. That's what...
I think a lot of the silence on him is when you have Carlson playing in front of you, you're not going to catch as many headlines.
Yeah, I just think that New York's more seasoned and they end up winning that. I don't know how many games. I just think New York pulls it off.
It's not a bad pick.
I think Lundqvist likes to get fucking hot in the playoffs for no stupid reason.
Not a bad pick.
And I just think
and the Rangers they just
edge them out.
This is it for the Rangers. You got to blow the team up after this.
That's my point. I mean, they got dudes that have been there. They've won games. They got embarrassed last year in the first round against Penguins.
Yeah.
I don't think they
I picked them beating the Penguins last year, and that wasn't just because I don't like the fucking Penguins. I legitimately thought the Rangers would play them well, and they didn't do shit.
Team. They always beat the Penguins.
They didn't do shit. Beat the Penguins, though. Did they
I was
win?
More worried about that series than I was the Washington series.
Did they win two games, even?
No, I think it was one. I think they won one game.
I think so, too.
Penguins just housed them and got out of there.
So moving down in the Atlantic, right now you got Boston playing Montreal.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Which is fucking amazing. And Montreal and Edmonton were going at it last night. Donovan McNabb's nephew is playing for Edmonton right now. And he's a fucking hard ass. It's amazing.
What do you got? Has it ever happened where coaches leave, go to a different team, and then coaches against that team in the playoffs?
Didn't homeboy do it last time he left Pittsburgh?
What?
Same guy. Bellsma? No, same dude. What's his dick? Wasn't Claude Julien their old coach?
Oh, when Claude left?
Yeah, got fired and then won the Stanley Cup.
Did he coach against them in the first round of the playoffs?
See, I don't fucking know. How amazing would that be, though?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
And I'm taking fucking Boston.
I'm taking Boston because when it comes to playoffs and it becomes the NHL, I 98% of the time I'm America.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't blame you there. You're not a communist racist like TJ Oshie. But,
last year they didn't have any Canadian teams in the playoffs. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was fucking great. Now, like,
it makes me laugh because they fucking always talk shit. So
now almost every single one of them's in.
Yeah, this year.
And Boston, I think, has more prolific scores because you got Marchand, you got Bergeron, you have Pasternak, you got hard asses on there. The only dude that really
you got Tuukka.
Yeah, he's one of the ugliest humans alive. He's uglier than Matt Murray.
Yeah, he looks like fucking that taco singer that sings.
Oh, fucking, what song is Taco sing? Not Red Wine, is
looks
it?
Looks like Gary Cooper, super duper.
Is that Taco?
Yeah, what is that song? Put it on the fucking
Put it on the fucking Ritz. Put it on the fucking Ritz, dude. Tuukka Rask. I remember, did you send a text a few months ago saying Tuukka Rask sings that song?
Yeah. It's fucking, it is him.
I fucking tweeted out today, I said a puck to the face of Tuukka Rask might help him out a little bit. Because he is a fucking tragedy of a human. But, Montreal, Pacioretty is the only dude that fucking scores on that team. And I was a fan of him until the last Columbus game. He's a little whiny bitch. Oh, shit, we got to go back. We got to talk about, speaking of fucking bitches and fuckboys, Leonard from the Buffalo Sabres getting absolutely straight up embarrassed in that shootout goal from Nikita Kucherov.
Kucherov, or however you say his name.
Kucherov.
Shouldn't have ever worked. It should have never worked.
That's no!
Never. That's schoolyard, barnyard, garbage time.
And if you're fucking Leonard, you almost had to fight him after that. You almost had to fucking slash him with a stick or be like, dude, you're a fucking prick for even trying that on me. It's insanity.
Why are you not watching the puck?
Creature of habit, fucking shootout's a shootout. He's thinking that's probably... They said that Kucherov was practicing that all week, like the week leading up to the game. Like,
it didn't even look good.
No.
He kind of did it slow.
He did it super slow. It looked fucking fake. I was like, I thought he fucked up. I was like, oh shit, he forgot the puck.
Maybe that's what he was trying to do. It looked so good. I don't know.
And then he was just dumbfounded and couldn't. But I'm fist fighting the dude after that because that's pure disrespect.
Slid right under him like.
He's never been scored on like that in his entire life.
No, the puck was barely moving. He like literally glided it.
It was fucking barely moving.
I mean, he didn't put anything on it.
No, he just left it.
I've never laughed so hard in my life the first time I saw it.
Dude, I watched it so many times just so I could fucking laugh. And that guy, that Leonard dude, was fucking bitching at his teammates like 2 weeks ago. Like, these guys aren't fucking trying, I gotta do everything. And then you let up the most pathetic fucking shootout goal I've ever seen in my life.
In NHL history.
Yeah. That's as bad as fucking old Steve Mason's playoff goal last year that just like came across the fucking blue line like a half ice like shot and he just didn't stop it. He just like fell down to his knees and didn't cover the 5-hole and just went sliding right in. Like just pure amateur shit.
Yeah, I was pretty fucking shocked when I seen it.
Back to the playoffs. I just had to get that in. I forgot about that. Caps and the Maple Leafs of Toronto.
Is Toronto last?
Yeah, wild card. Second world wild card.
Who is right behind them?
Who's going to get in the playoffs instead of them?
Someone's like 2 or 1 point behind Toronto.
I would fully expect the Islanders to make it over them.
Is that who it is? They're like 1 point behind them or 2 points?
I'm not sure. There's like two. Florida's right there, too. I don't see the Maple Leafs making it in, and I definitely don't see them beating the Capitals.
Philly's got to be 2 or 3 points behind
them. Yeah, it's like Philly, the Panthers, the Islanders, and the Maple Leafs are like all
74.
Yeah, are all like sitting there fucking. Not at fucking 74 points. More like fucking like 68 or something.
I didn't know that well.
They're not in the fucking Metro, dude. I think Capitals are leading with 75, then Pittsburgh has 74, and then Columbus has like 72 or 73. And we all have 15 games left, too. The Caps, the Penguins, and the Blue Jackets. But, like I said, if this is the playoffs today, you got to pick the Caps or Leafs. Who you picking?
Yeah. I'm picking Washington all day on that.
Yeah, hands down. Hands down, the rookies are going to look like rookies. And Frederick Anderson and Curtis McElhinney in their net. Sorry, guys. Brandon, a lot of time in the playoffs, I go with who has the best goalie, too. Because if a goalie plays well in the playoffs, you're not winning. Look at Matt Murray. Came out of nowhere and just decided to go beast mode.
He's playing because Fleury was hurt.
Well, what's his dick was playing before that, wasn't he?
Zatkoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Murray was hurt.
Did you ever find out where Zatkoff went?
No, I just know the Kings got rid of him.
I think he's in Boston playing like in their fucking barn farm system.
Penguins picked him up, I don't know.
So that leads to Columbus Penguins. We all know Columbus wins that one.
Yeah.
So we can move on there. Over to the West Coast, you have, and this is the Wild, they're trading back and forth first place with the Blackhawks. I think, like, with the Blackhawks beating them this afternoon, that the Blackhawks are, like, a game behind the Wild. So the West will probably change quite a bit, and they would play the Blues, and I don't even see the Blues making it in, to be honest with you. I thought the Blues... When they decided to have two coaches and say the one coach is his last year, like what the that's so stupid. And then they end up firing him anyway. I don't see that team being a legitimate team.
What's that, Minnesota versus St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would take Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm going and I really like the Wild, but as they get better and better, I kind of hate them more and more. Like, I don't like the way they win, I guess. Underneath them, like I said, the Blackhawks are about a game behind them, so they might switch out, but it'd be Blackhawks, Predators.
Yeah, swept.
Yeah, sorry, Nashville.
Yeah, Blackhawks come in there and show you how to play hockey, and then you go home.
Yeah, if you're Nashville, you're going, fuck me, please let us play Minnesota.
Especially after the way Chicago got taken out last year.
Yeah, Chicago's been waiting, just playing good hockey all year to do what they do in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would be worried about them this year. They have a really good fucking hockey team, and they got kind of embarrassed last year in the playoffs.
They were out in the first round.
Yeah, so I would feel really sorry for the Predators to get that, because they're going to get fucking swept.
They're not going to fucking even come close to winning a game. And if they do, it's going to be the first game of the series, and then Chicago's going to go, oh, shit, okay. Here we go.
It'll be like fucking 1-0 Nashville, and Chicago win 5-1 or some shit.
Sharks, Oilers. You fucking are going to sit there,
yes,
owning a fireworks stand and tell me that the fucking Sharks are going to lose to Connor McDavid and the fucking tell me who the Oilers goalie is.
Listen.
Tell me who the fucking Oilers goalie is, and I'll fucking say, okay.
I don't need to tell you anything except this. They've played 3 times this year, and the Oilers have won 2 of them and almost won all 3 of them.
Almost? Are we fucking, what is this, kindergarten in 2017?
Right there, you're up 2-1.
You almost finished your fucking art project. You're a superstar. What are you talking about here?
I'm telling you.
That's fucking a clown shoes pick. I'll write the Oilers down here, but there's no fucking way.
That's fine. Hey, this is as of right now. We don't even know if they're going to play each other.
No, we don't.
I'm just saying San Jose went on this fucking magical trip last year, and it didn't work out for them. Maybe they come in this year with...
They had to play the fucking Penguins.
Listen, I said it didn't work out for them.
They flew from San Jose to Nashville the series before having to go to fucking Pittsburgh.
You want me to feel sorry for a professional athlete that had to get on an airplane first class and fly for fucking 5 hours?
Well, you're handing out fucking trophies to the Oilers. You might as well hand one out to the fucking most traveled team.
Pittsburgh had to do the same shit.
Hey, fuck Pittsburgh.
They had to go to fucking Tampa Bay the series before.
Oh, go sit in the fucking sunshine? Catch some fucking rays?
You're talking about long flights. That's a fucking decent flight there.
I'm talking about fucking pure retirement city. Florida. I'm taking my fucking talents to South Beach land.
We went from Pittsburgh to Tampa Bay back to Pittsburgh, and we had to go to fucking San Jose just like they had to come to Pittsburgh.
That's a 45-minute flight from Pittsburgh to Tampa Bay.
That's probably 4 hours.
A 4-hour car ride.
It's a fucking 16-hour car ride.
All right, and here's the best series, besides if the Penguins and the Blue Jackets play, opening series, that people are going to sleep on and that everyone needs to watch. The Calgary Flames versus the motherfucking Ducks of Anaheim. That is going to be a fucking barn burner. The Flames
Calgary plays like they're playing right now. They're going to win it.
They're fucking 9 games in a row. Everybody's fucking surprised that Brian Elliott's still good. Are people retarded? You think because he starts a season slower with a brand new team that's young, that he's just not good? He's a fucking veteran. He knows, oh shit, come March, I need to be on my A game. I can kind of fucking Blackhawks my way through the season.
Yeah. They're playing really good right now, and if they can keep it cruising, which they probably will.
Dude, I wanted them to get Jerome Iginla back so bad. He had to end up going to L.A., but I wanted him to fucking just go to Calgary just to see him play with the Flames in the playoffs. It would have been so fucking sweet.
Yeah.
It would have been fucking magical.
He'd been getting tossed around of late.
Yeah, he's... At this point, he's selling merchandise.
He tried to win a cup with Pittsburgh in, like, 2014.
Yeah, he looked fucking terrible in a Pittsburgh sweater.
He snuck over there for a year.
Dude, I fucking forgot. He only played one season there, didn't he?
He didn't even play one season. He fucking got him during the trade deadline, and he fucking left after the season.
What? Is that when he went to Colorado?
Yeah, he came there. Trade deadline, we were picking people up, trying to win a cup, and we ended up losing to the Rangers in, like, the second round.
Is that the year the Rangers went to the cup and lost to...
Yeah. Yep.
Who did they lose to? Was that right before
Rangers,
the...
I think the Rangers lost to the Blackhawks or the Kings, because either one of those teams won fucking 9 years in a row.
Yeah, I think it was the Kings.
So you can pick one of those two teams, and you're probably going to be right.
I think you're right with the Kings. That would have been... Was that the first year that we were in the East Coast?
Yeah, because the Penguins and the Blue Jackets played in the first round.
Yeah.
And we had Jerome that year. And then we lost to the Rangers in, like, Game 7 because Henrik Lundqvist had 974 saves in a row.
Yeah.
Like, literally, 113 or something stupid.
But... That's going to be brutal series. The Ducks are so much fun to watch. They have so many dudes that just fucking throw down and fight.
Yeah.
And Calgary has Keith Tkachuk's boy, who's a fucking beast. That's who I wanted Columbus to draft this year. They said they wanted a center, fine, blah, blah, blah. I wanted somebody that was going to play. Turns out, I mean, I like our team a lot. There's a few dudes I think that don't fit in. I don't think Brandon Saad remains in the team for very much longer. And then Hartnell's going to be gone because he's old. But besides, and then you lose somebody to Las Vegas. But it would have been nice to have Tkachuk in the system to get him in there. But the kid that we did draft, Pierre-Luc Dubois, got traded in juniors and has really come together. And this Vitaly Abramov guy has, like, 38 points in 32 games. He's a fucking terror. He's small, but he doesn't give a fuck about anybody. Like, he just fucking loves to score. But we'll talk about those guys when we win the cup that year. This week I thought there were some really good fights. Did you look at any of the ones I sent you?
I mean, obviously, I just watched Malkin and Dickhead fight.
Was that, you could even call it a fight? Fucking Wheeler just hit him, and Gino just fell to the ground like he's never been punched before.
I think it was like, I think he don't fight. I've never watched Gino throw him down and square off like that.
No, but I'm glad he was a man and fucking realized he made a mistake the time they played before when he headhunted Wheeler. So at least he manned up and fucking went over and took his beating like a fucking man. But he, you can tell he doesn't drop gloves.
Oh, well, Wheeler hit him, and it looks like Malkin, like, fell on purpose.
Yeah, he was
and
like,
tried,
oh.
He tried to drag, you could see him grab Wheeler's jersey and pull down.
Yeah, he was like, oh, okay, I did it. And then, like, as he's skating off, he's just like, fuck, I'm a pussy.
I listened to the interview, and Malkin said, they asked him about it, and he's like, he punched me a couple times, and he was like, I haven't done that in a while. And he was like, obviously I was thrown off guard. So he admitted to being like, fucking just, I did it. But
got fucking Ronda Rousey'd, like, oh shit, that's what it's like getting punched in the face? Fuck this.
Yeah, it's been 10 years. I haven't been in Russia in a while.
Which is weird, because it looks like his face is a punching bag, and he's like, isn't he like 6'4"?
Yeah, he used to fight when he was in fucking Russia, but since he's worn that Penguins jersey, I haven't seen it.
Stick his fucking head up Sydney's fucking butt and fight for air.
I've seen, like...
I don't even think those guys get along, to be honest with you. I think they tolerate each other because they win a lot.
I think they were really good friends, but I think of late they're not.
No. But at least they're not, like, dickheading around like one's going to leave to go get more money when you can just be like, we'll just keep playing here and get the fucking Stanley Cup bonus check.
Have you ever heard Malkin talk about him, though?
No. I don't listen to fucking Evgeny Malkin talk about anything.
Anytime he talks about hockey, he brings up how, like, lucky and how awesome it is to be on the same team as him.
He probably gets paid.
Rutherford
probably buys him fucking food that he can send back to Russia every time he says, I like Sydney.
Last year when they won the cup together again, they were celebrating like they were little boys, best friends. But it's like that's the only time they get together and love each other is when they actually do it.
You just won the Stanley Cup. People would have been kissing Hitler if he was on your team. It's a fucking Stanley Cup. The other really good fight, which you should have watched, was Sam Bennett and Jacob Trouba. It looked like a fight out of fucking like 1993. I mean, both of them were covered in blood. They just were fucking decking each other left and right.
Bennett beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, I gave the fight to Bennett too. Hockey fights, it's rated a draw right now.
He beat the fuck out of Trouba. At the end, he was throwing haymakers that came in and stopped it because it was getting ugly.
I thought that he landed the most, like, actual fucking damage.
Did you see Trouba's face? Bennett had, like, a bloody nose.
Yeah. And
Trouba's hair was soaked with blood.
Yeah, he got fucking beat down. I agree.
And why does everyone keep fighting the fucking Winnipeg? Wheeler's fighting, Trouba's fighting.
Because they're fucking goons, dude. Did you see fucking Dustin Byfuglien take out three guys the other day?
No.
He went out of control, lost like his feet, and then just slid into three dudes and fucking crushed them all into the boards, and then like looked around like, oh shit, I just killed three people. It was a fucking train wreck, and he was just like, oh shit, like they play. And I fucking hate saying old school hockey. And I love fucking Patrick Laine. I fucking love him. He is a beast. And he's such a dickhead, too, that's amazing. He's just like, yeah, I like to put puck in net, so I do it a lot, and nobody can stop me because I'm the best. Are you there?
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. Tanner Glass from the Rangers and Wachowski from the Bolts had a real fucking good fight, too.
That's the one I didn't watch, but Tanner Glass has been in 375 fights.
I'm not familiar with him, but he could fucking fight. I thought that was a draw, but Tanner Glass landed like a couple right hands that probably would kill a normal human.
I bet he's been in 5,000 fights.
And that get
that's his MO. That's what Tanner Glass does.
Yeah. And the other guy, I think that's what he does too. He was like called up from the AHL to like
who did he fight?
Witkowski. Some dude with a beard for Tampa. I've never seen him play. I know he plays in their farm system, and he's like,
I don't even know who he is.
But they just sat there and gave each other right hands like over and over again until like, and they were, you know, like at the rest broke them up like after they punched each other for so long and they were tired and they looked at each other like, yeah, good job, dude. It was pretty awesome. And that leads to the, I guess you can call it a fight, but the Brogan Flanagan over the boards, Great Lake Moose, New Brunswick Junior Hockey League. What the fuck? Did you watch that shit?
Yeah, I watched that. That was... I'm wondering where the coaches and people are when he's just sitting on the glass there. Like, he's sitting up on the glass and someone's obviously recording on his phone.
Yeah.
No one's like, hey, dude, get the fuck off the glass.
Well, it looks like a couple teammates try to grab him and he's just like, fuck that. But if you see the other angle, one of his teammates is over on the other bench beating the dog shit out of a player. So I don't know if the coach is, like, trying to get that guy closer to him, like, away from literally annihilating a human. And then the stones you have to go over that fucking board when that whole crowd hates you.
Yeah, he got his jersey ripped off.
He got fucking walloped on.
He fucking stood up and walked away.
Dude, I've never seen anyone take a fucking... punches like that and just be like, yeah, fuck you.
He like walked away from it, like fine.
Easily, hop back over the boards. He fucking drugged that one dude down the bleachers. The first dude he got a hold of, he fucking drugged that dude like a fucking piece of fucking pussy shit. And then like, yeah, I'm in fucking ice skates walking on bleachers, like slips, and then like two dudes get on him. Then he gets away, then they get him, rip his jersey off. It was fucking anarchy. I couldn't believe it.
Like, all right, here's the deal. I'm in that crowd, all right? I'm punching that guy in the face if he jumps over. And for one, I'm waiting until he falls on his ice skate. And then I'm cheap shotting him in the face like 3 times. And I'm walking away scot-free. I'm leaving as soon as I cheap shot him 3 times. And I'm laughing later on when I'm looking at the video. And I'm like, "Hey, look, watch. You guys see me punch this kid."
That's what those dudes did on that video. You know it. You know they went home like, "Yeah, I kicked his fucking ass, dude."
It's the same shit. Like, I see where they're coming. Fucking Ron Artest ruined the world.
Dude, Brogan Flanagan is my fucking favorite hockey player now.
But you can't be doing that shit.
No! There could have been fucking kids in there.
And for once, at least take your fucking stick with you.
I'm the only guy that took my skate off and tried to fucking stab somebody on the ice. That's when you do it. Happy Gilmore laid it out for us.
Why did no one... Why his teammate not throw... Hey, dude, here's my fucking stick.
They were just kind of like... I mean, you've been in fist fights in a big group. It gets chaotic. Like you,
yeah, it gets weird. A lot of people do nothing, basically.
Yeah, a lot of people are standing there like, oh, shit, and then, like, there's three dudes just laying fucking hay to people.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people's reaction is, oh, no.
This is happening, yeah.
And then they're like, well, I don't know what to do, but then they can't move, they freeze. Those are the people that get shot, like, in war. Like, they're not prepared or, like, didn't have siblings where fist fights happened or never been yelled. Like, when conflict happens, they're just kind of like, oh, no.
And, like, for another thing, like, if you're on my team, and I watch you jump boards and you're getting fought like that, I'm Steven Jackson, I'm Jermaine O'Neal, I'm hopping over and whooping some random crowd guy's ass.
Yeah, we're going. We're all going.
That's for you. I don't even care who you were fighting. I'm picking a random dude out of the crowd. I'm just going to start whooping his ass.
If he went over, I'm going over.
That's, yeah, exactly. I'm following.
For sure. And I was looking. It looks like he only has 6 fights this whole season. And, like, 6 fights in, like, 35 career games. So it's not like he's a fucking, like, goon or an enforcer. Like, I'm...
How old is he?
Dude, it's junior hockey. He's got to be under 20, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited to know. I'm supposed to be hopefully getting him here on the podcast tonight. So I'm curious. Someone said that a beer was poured on him, but like it something.
That's what fucking happened around our test, man.
You know,
pouring beer on people.
You can't. You poured a beer on that dude's wife at fucking Styx concert. You got your ass kicked. That's what happens.
That's what goes down. I learned that the hard way.
You pour a beer on somebody, expect to get your ass kicked.
Yeah, I did laugh at the guy when he punched me, though. I did say, like, I was like, what the fuck was that?
So, for you biscuit babies, we worked at a restaurant, Randy and I, for years, and they have, like RDP distribution party, and they would always get, like, a band. And it'd be at, like, the LC Pavilion in Columbus, like, an actual venue. So we're there fucking with, like, I don't know, 30 or 40 other restaurants.
Oh, easily.
You know? Free beer all day. Free beer all night. Like, 32-ounce fucking Budweises, dude. Styx is fucking playing. You know what's going to happen at the end of the night. Renegade's going to come on, and shit's going to get weird.
Speaking of fucking having Gilmore, I pulled out my Billy Madison listening to Renegade.
Holy shit. So Renegade comes on, and Randy, not out of, like, spite or, like, anger at this woman, like, just out of, like, pure 100% unadulterated party, just poured his beer, like, 32-ounce beer on this woman's head. And the husband, he's got to do something. So then it's just fucking pure chaos after that. There's, like, 6 dudes looking for 6 other dudes trying to fight. But then you're still partying to Renegade, like, as people are getting thrown out. I'm pretty sure, like, I lit a cigarette, like, up in the fucking venue. I was just like, yeah, fuck it, dude, anarchy! And is that the night you guys broke all that shit in that fucking garage and almost went to jail, too?
Yeah. No, that was the Prince Circus night. Night where they did that circus where, like...
We got in a fist fight in the streets that night, didn't we?
Yeah, that was the Prince one. That was when I woke up, my neck was, like, scarred. Because you threw me in the middle of High Street and I almost got hit by a car.
Yeah. That's when, like, the group of girls we were with were like, what are you guys doing? England!
The Styx one, I fucking... What happened is that I bumped into that guy.
Ah.
And a little bit of beer came out. And I, like, grabbed his wife's arm. She turned around and looked at me, and I was like, hey, I'm fucking sorry. Like, exactly like that. I was like, I'm fucking sorry. Like, there's a million people right here. Have you ever been in a fucking crowd at the concert? Like, you're trying to hold beers, you're in the front row.
It's like 100 people on the floor.
And he was like, but you know what I mean, you're all
right. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And he was like, said something. I don't even know what the fuck he said, but whatever he said, it was in fucking Fat Guido language, and I didn't understand it.
Oh, yeah, he was a fucking pizza cook for sure.
And I just fucking turned around and looked at him. As I'm looking at him, just dumping on his wife. And he just starts punching me in the face.
He did. He fucking did, dude. He didn't give a shit.
I didn't even think about it. The next thing I know, I'm just like, quack, crack, 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 crack. And I look up, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then, like, right over my shoulder, I see this fucking mega stupid fucking basketball-sized hand come beside me, and it's Canuck.
Yeah.
And Canuck grabs that dude by the chest and, like, holds him up. And I get ready to hit him, and I get tackled. Next thing I know, I'm outside. That's where I went from. I went from getting tackled to being thrown outside, and the guy said, calm the fuck down, you can come back in. And I said, you got a cigarette? And the fucking security guard gave me a cigarette.
That was the one time Canuck manned up, ever. For being
I'll give him credit. He grabbed him. I don't know if he hit him after I got tackled. But
he definitely put the fear of God in him. The fucking Canuck's like 7 foot tall.
Yeah, even if you don't hit someone, you grab them and you're that big, I would be scared.
Yeah.
This fucking hand is the size of a fucking basketball.
All right, before I let you go, Big Ran, I got so we were talking about how I fucking don't like Sidney Crosby, and I was like, everybody hates Sidney Crosby. So I ran that poll on the biscuit. Do you like Sidney Crosby?
Yeah.
190 votes.
I seen your gay shit.
The most votes I've ever had on a poll before that was like 15. So people came out and like actually voted for it. 48% of the fucking biscuit babies said they like Sidney Crosby. I was absolutely shocked.
I'm not. It's fucking really good.
32% said no, and 20% are indifferent.
It's basically like people hating Kobe. Once he leaves, everyone's going to be like, man, he was fucking awesome.
I don't think so.
You got to appreciate greatness while you can.
Oh, I guess.
He's that good. Listen to anyone. Listen to any person in the NHL.
I'm going to try to get Brogan on here. Do you got any questions for him? I'm going to play a game of fuck around with him.
No, but there's one thing I want to mention.
Okay.
We're talking about Gordie Howe. His jersey was 1972.
Yeah.
Then he quit playing for Detroit in 71.
Really?
Yeah. So how fucking good are you at hockey that you didn't even play for them for one fucking season and they said no one's wearing number 9?
How good are you when they retire your number when you're still playing?
That's my point. He hadn't even... You just left Detroit and...
I'm pretty sure it said 1972. If maybe I read it wrong, it said 1982. But I swear to God it said 1972.
They quit playing for him in 71. So like I said... It's probably wasn't even a year. They probably did it like...
As soon as he joined the Whalers? Like, okay.
Like, isn't that fucking crazy? Like, no one's wearing 9. He just left. Don't give a fuck.
Dude, I heard some crazy fucking shit that people were saying, like, well, if Gordy played today, he... Dude, fuck you. It doesn't matter. Gordy did play when he played, and he played for fucking 40 years.
People say that about every sport.
He's top 3... best hockey players of all time. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Period.
Yeah.
All right, Big Rand. Thanks a lot, man. I'm going to have you back on here soon. And we'll play a game of fuck around. And then hopefully we'll have you join in co-hosting here every couple weeks or so, man.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Happy birthday, by the way. Hey. 3-0.
Hey, thanks, man. 30. It's fucking here. It's real. All right. Penguins suck. Love you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, that was Big Rand. Like I had mentioned, I had gotten contacts with Mr. Brogan Flanagan. So I'm going to try to get a hold of him right now and see if we can get him, if I can figure out how to fucking work this shit. Isn't there a goddamn contact thing on here? Do you know what I know? I have a fucking compass, but I can't fucking add people on the goddamn thing. I wish you guys would have wrote in some fucking questions. Hold up, wait a minute. I need like three more. All right, here we go. Let's see. Here.
Hey, what's up?
Brogan, what's fucking good, dude?
Oh, living the dream, buddy.
Yeah, you're goddamn right you are, my man. How is shit?
Huh?
How is shit? Doing good?
Yeah. Right now, just trying to get a fucking printer going, but fucking stupid, so I'm done with it.
Dude, I was trying to get my fucking recording equipment on my goddamn computer earlier, and I literally got so fucking mad that I just went back to my old two fucking iPhones sitting next to each other. I'm gonna have to fucking hire some nerd to come over and help me fucking press buttons or some shit.
Fuck, eh?
So, Brogan, dude, just to introduce you a little bit. We had just talked about the crowd trouble, as they're calling it on the fucking internets there. But you're a 5'10", 176-pound stud there from, where are you born and raised?
Perth, Andover.
Where the fuck is that?
well, I don't know, fuck, how to explain it. Where are you from?
Ohio?
Oh, Jesus, bud. We'll just say it's in New Brunswick, and it's about an hour and a half from where I play hockey.
Perfect, dude. And then you play for the Great Fucking Lake Moose, yeah?
Yeah.
And that's the New Brunswick Junior Hockey League.
Yeah.
And you're currently in your second season with the team?
Yep.
So that puts you at what, like 19 years old?
I'm 20.
20. So yeah. How long can you play juniors there?
How long did I play there?
How long can you play juniors?
Until you're 21, and then you can play 21 as an overager, I believe.
Okay.
You're allowed so many overagers on the team.
Fucking A, man. So, you're having a better season this year than your first year. You're about 10 points in 35 games played. You guys made the playoffs last year, right?
Yeah, we did. I'm 10 points. I have 10 points.
Yeah, 10 fucking total points, bud.
Well, they must have fucked up somewheres because I think I only have an assist all year.
No, it fucking, dude, the stats I goddamn see, you got 3 goals, 7 assists in 35 games. Maybe that's over 2 seasons?
Yeah, that might be over 2 seasons because last year I did better, but this year I've just been fighting all year, man. I might have played like a full 3 or 4 games.
So,
I don't know. The first game back, I was suspended. I just got done 6 game suspension. When that fight happened.
Okay. Now, so, how many fights you been in this season? About 6, 7.
I think that one was my 8th or 9th one.
Fuck yeah, bud. So, as a, are you fighting big old monsters down there in juniors, or is it fucking pretty straight up, you know, going into the game, that's the fucking guy I'm going to fight and pick it out and get ready to go?
I'll go anyone that'll go me, but anyone that fucking goes me typically isn't my size, and they're a lot fucking bigger than I am.
We got to give him a beat down, man. I fucking appreciate that, man. That's badass. So on March 4th, you guys were playing the old Southern Sting there, and I'm assuming it was at their barn.
Yeah.
And this is how I've come to know the great Brogan Flanagan is. I think it was the bar down south and Selly Boys had posted the video. I thought that was shitty too because they didn't give fucking credit to you, which is dog shit because you're the dude that makes the video.
Yeah. Oh man, I didn't get any credit from anyone.
I had to like type in like, who is this fucking, this monster? Who is this fucking guy that just doesn't give a fuck? And like, finally, it's a lot easier now to pull your name up because I think so many other people like myself wanted to know who the fuck is this dude. And it's up to like 16,000 fucking views on the YouTube, man. That's pretty impressive.
Oh so, yeah, there's quite a few views on her now.
So, what the fuck happened?
Just there's, well, I'll start from the very beginning. There's a scrum down in the corner. Well, it was kind of a dirty hit. Didn't mean to hit him dirty, but whatever. I went to go grab him, and the guy stood up. My teammate stood up and went at him. So I said, "Okay, fuck it, I'll grab someone else." And I grabbed him. He was lipping, and I dropped the gloves. Try and go. He wouldn't go. No big deal. Skated to the bench, or skated to the penalty box. And then there's a bunch of fucking idiots that decided to come sit behind us. And they just started yelling whatever and chirping us. And I just slammed the glass with my stick. They kept going, so I did it again. The ref told me to fuck off and kicked them away from the seats. And I thought everything was good, and then all of a sudden I got a beer dumped on my head, and on my way up there, someone fucking spit on me, so...
Oh, shit. See, now that's what I had read, that someone poured a beer on you. And that's all it takes, man. That's fighting words, man.
No, you don't fucking waste a beer in New Brunswick, buddy.
No, what's the fucking point of that?
No, exactly.
So,
it's meant to be drank.
What are you thinking when you hit the bleachers and you're like, oh shit, I'm over here in fucking Let's Go Land. Now, that first dude you fucking grab and you drag that bitch down the fucking bleachers. And then I think you lose your skates or something. I mean, obviously you're in fucking ice skates and goddamn metal bleachers, it looks like. So then you kind of slip and then fucking two dudes start jumping you. But it's like... You don't even feel their fucking fists. Like, you're just still cruising, doing whatever you're doing, and then realize, like, oh, shit, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It's definitely not fucking easy standing up on skates on cement. It's, you're pretty wobbly out there, and you gotta plant your feet and pretty much hope for the fucking best. But as soon as I went over and... I kind of thought there'd be someone else behind me.
Dude.
Coming with me.
But. My fucking brother, I just had him on the podcast a little bit ago, and he was like, where the fuck were his teammates at? He's like, if I see one of my guys going over the boards, I'm fucking going over. I don't care if we're in the wrong. I'm going with him. Or, like, your coach or somebody's got to fucking go fight with you. And then I saw, like, it looked like one of your teammates was just fucking mollywopping a dude on their bench. So I don't know. Was that going on simultaneously or was that, like, a fight after your fight?
Oh, that was pretty much during it. Fucking skated up over. And, well, there's too many guys in the penalty box to really get in there and jump over the glass that way. So he just said, fuck it, I'll go grab the guy in the box. And... he did that and threw a couple of men. Big old Tommer there grabbed him and broke it up. But no, Brett Thornton, guy that got suspended the same game as I did, he got an extra game than me, so he was sitting out another one. But that crazy fucker would have been over the glass in a heartbeat with me.
Dude, he was beating the dog shit out of that dude on the bench. Just fucking, like, I felt bad for the dude's unborn kids. Like, he was beating the shit out of him.
Yeah. Well, that guy's got a mouth on him. That's a guy that I tried going with, but he wouldn't go. But
oh, so he just fucking he'll chirp all game, but he won't fucking go.
Yeah.
Ah, so fucking pussy.
Yeah.
So what happens? You know, you hop back over the boards, back onto the bench, and the refs come over and go, "What the fuck, dude?" And like just call the game.
Oh no! I just looked at him. And I just said like, can I go get undressed now? Like, am I done? Or, like, do I have to fucking stay here? And he's like, yep, you can go if you want. Perfect.
So then the league commish calls you and says, hey, you got six game suspension, or did your coach call you in and let you know?
Oh, I'm suspended a full season.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, no, I that was my first game back from my six game suspension, or my
I had six games before going into that game.
That was shit. Yeah. Okay, so you got six games from, what, a hit or something previously?
I fought the goalie.
Dude.
I'll send you the video of that if you want. Later.
Yes, please. Fuck yes. Yeah. That is... Holy shit, dude. I literally... You're moving up, like, from my fifth favorite player of all time to, like, fourth, third favorite player of all time. If you're fucking out there fighting goalies, dude. So, what's the game plan then? Move to a different league, or are you suspended pretty much wherever they know who you are?
Well, I can never play junior hockey again.
No shit, dude. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I'm not really. I'm pretty excited to actually get to move on with my life and maybe get an education and go on from there.
Dude, fuck education. You don't want that shit, man.
Well, you do in New Brunswick, buddy. You're fucking working minimum wage job without it.
What do you guys get paid there in the juniors? Probably not dog shit.
Oh, but we play fucking junior C, and I don't even get gas money. Some guys get gas money, but I don't know what they're making up in the higher levels. But
so you're just fighting for fucking fun because you love the game.
Pretty much, yeah.
Dude, that's amazing. Now, did that the whole enforcing or fighting, did that come to you once you got to the juniors, or did you grow up kind of with that edge on the ice your whole life?
It pretty much just came when I hit juniors, man. I used to be half decent, actually. I was always first line, second line player. And then juniors came, and I was actually going to university when I started, and I put on the fucking freshman 15 and quit going to the gym and got fat. I was drinking every night and pretty much out of shape, so I just said, fuck it, I don't want to get back into shape, so I'm just going to fight instead of score goals. Still picked up the women, man.
Good, dude. That's the end of the day. That's all that matters, man.
Yeah, that's right.
What would you say is your favorite fight of all? It could be one of your fights or one you remember as a child or any your favorite fight of all time on the ice.
Oh, Jesus, man, that's a tough one. Fuck, I really don't know. Like, we had a couple line brawls this year that were pretty fun, but...
Dude, you got videos of those? I need them too, man.
Yeah, I got videos of them.
Dude, send all that shit my way. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, will do.
Hell yeah.
No, I don't know. I'd have to just go back to when Middlebury jumped up in the stands there and beat Buddy with his shoe.
Yes, perfect.
Yeah. And if I would have fucking remembered any of that during the moment, I probably would have tried to rip Buddy's shoe off him and beat him with it. But.
Dude, I thought at some point when I was the first time I watched the video, I was like, dude, he's gonna fucking take his skate off and start to cut these motherfuckers, dude. That's what I thought was coming, dude.
Well, I almost when it first happened, I almost fucking untied my skates and then did it, and then it was just I don't know. I just remember being on top of the glass.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you were up there fucking lickety split, man.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck I got up there that quick.
Dude, that's pure adrenaline, bro.
Yep.
But, you know, hindsight, yeah, you could take your skates off, hop over, and probably fucking do a little, but, I mean, it's fucking perfect, dude. It's legendary shit.
Yeah.
All right, man, I've got a few more questions here. These are pretty much stock questions that I ask any guest that comes on the biscuit. I'm always curious to know, I'm a big sweater geek, so do you have a favorite sweater, that from a team that you liked that, you know, really caught your eye? Or like an obscure one that I wouldn't know, you know, from up around your area?
Fuck.
Like some naked chicks on a fucking monster truck or something?
Yeah, honestly, man, that's nothing really. I don't know, a couple of my buddies there, they're always looking at the other jerseys and shit and commenting on them, but I was just never, I don't know, I don't see jerseys out there, I guess. I don't know, it's hard to explain, really.
Hey, that's fine, man, too busy fucking getting pussy fighting dudes, man.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta have a favorite player, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Who's that? Hit me with him.
Jordan Tutu.
Okay. Okay. Have you read his book?
No, man. I want to. Something awful, though.
Dude, do it. Do it as fucking stepping stones into that education, man.
Yeah.
Who's the least favorite fucking guy that you either watched or that you had to fucking skate with or fight? Just a fucking despicable piece of shit.
Oh. Oh, man. Fuck.
Like, I can't stand fucking Brian Boyle. When I see his fucking face, it makes me want to puke.
Oh, man. I don't even...
Dude, we'll go back to that fucking faggot-ass goalie you had to fight, man. Fuck him. He can be your least favorite.
Yeah, we'll go with that guy. Yeah.
Oh, there's shit,
just so
man.
There's so many, man. There's just so many. I don't know who the fuck to pull out of that.
So, Brogan, besides, you know, going to fucking university here in the future, trying to get an education, do you ever see yourself playing in the beer league, maybe, or fucking... Hopefully not teaching kids, but, you know, just playing any kind of stick here in the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll probably play beer league next year or something. I know there's a senior team back in Perth that wants me to come play for them. They just told me to get in shape, and they want me to go up, but I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to do it or not.
Well, I hope you do, man, for my sake and for hockey fans around the world for their sake, too, man. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to learn who you are and to see some of those fights, man. I'm very excited to see what the future holds for you, my man. I know you have a Twitter. Are you on Facebook or any of that other bullshit?
Yep, Brogan Flanagan, bud.
And that's on the Facebook. Is Brogan Flanagan your Twitter account, too? I think it's something.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Brogan underscore 19 or something. Brogan Flanagan, you should be able to find me.
Good, man. Well, I cannot fucking tell you how much I appreciate you coming on and fucking playing a little fuck around with me, dude. The last question I always ask is, do you listen to The Biscuit? And everybody always says no, and I hang up on them. But I don't want you coming to my house and fighting me. So I'm just going to tell you thanks, man. I fucking appreciate it, and I hope to hear from you in the future. Send me them fucking videos, dude. You're the goddamn man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you having me.
All right, dude, I'll send that fucking, all that money in the mail for you.
All right, sounds good, bye.
All right, party on, dude.
All right, peace out.
Later.
Bye.
Holy shit, how fucking rad is that guy? Brogan fucking Flanagan, dude. Canadian is all fuck. You pussies. We're at a minute 12, dude. We gotta fucking get through these league leaders. I gotta get back into my goddamn family before they divorce me and leave me. Goals. Sidney Crosby, the Pittsburgh Penguins, at 34. Looks like there's four dudes tied with 32 behind him. That'd be Gino, his teammate, Brad Marchand of the Boston Bruins, Tarasenko of the Blues, and Patrick Rookie Liney, 32. Points, McJesus leading, Edmonton Oilers with 75, Patrick Kane, the rapist, allegedly, 73 right behind him. Save percentage, Dubnyk and Darling are tied at a 9-3-1. A Darling of Chicago, Dubnyk of Minnesota, and Bob's right behind them with a 9-3-0. Most wins, Dubnyk and Bob are tied with 36, plus minus. Zucker and Suter from the Wild are tied with a plus 33, so no surprise they're in fucking first place there. That's fucking crazy. Shutouts, Brandon Holtby of the Capitals with 8. They're, you know, pushing for that President's Cup, most wins in the season. And fighting majors, well, Cody McLeod took the fucking crown from Jared Bull this week, 15-14. And they had a pretty good tilt the other day. I recommend you go look on that at Hockey Fights. Again, sorry for the long one on this one, guys. I love you very much. Go rate and review us on iTunes, 5 stars, please. If you're having trouble coming up with words for your review, just put GOAT, greatest podcast of all time. We all know it's me. There's no reason to hide it. I'm finishing up right now, babe. You want me to go with you?
No.
Just got on the Stitcher there. Brogan was on. It's fucking hilarious. He killed it. The fucking kid that went over the boards.
Oh, yeah.
His fucking tits.
Can't wait to hear it.
Can't wait to see that ass. Birthday style? That means butthole. Oh, shit. Fuck. Started talking about my fucking wife's butthole. I lost my... train of thought here. Oh, iTunes, rate and review. Stitcher, I don't know if you can rate and review, but all you fucking pussies kept telling me to get it on there and nobody's listening to it. Quit being a dick. if anybody knows how to fucking record on GarageBand or how to get multiple tracks on there or anything, Guilfoyle, fucking hit me up, dude. I need to figure it out. I gotta use what I have. I need to fucking push it to the limit. Mr. Alan Gower, thank you for the microphone. I appreciate it. Everybody that's donated, helped out the biscuit in any way, I love you guys so much. Google Play Music, we're on there as well. And then always Buzzsprout. Thanks a lot, guys. Fuck you. No music. I'm tired of fucking having to type it in. Because I can't fucking get the sound. Biscuits are done, man.